Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Worship God alone. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 1. Do not create idols, nor establish any sacred things for yourself. And you are not to erect a chisel stone in your land and bow down to it. I am the Lord your God. We like to think that we are above creating idols in our day and age. That was something that was done by primitive people in ages past. But let's get serious. We worship things all around us, or are at least prone to. Anything that we establish that takes the place of the Lord in our life becomes our idol. We can worship individuals or we can worship activities. What do we give ourselves to? What do we bow down to in our life? What do we think of almost continually? It could be an individual. It could be an activity, a sport event that we absolutely adore in such a way that it takes all of our time and all of our effort and all of our energy. But according to Leviticus 26:1 and many other scriptures throughout God's Word, we are to worship God alone. We are to give ourselves totally to Him. And it really makes sense. Who are we going to spend eternity with if we are born again? The Lord. And if we are to spend eternity with the Lord, we begin to worship Him now and Him alone now. And so the question arises, who are we worshiping? Who are we giving our effort, our energy, our strength, our money? To the Lord or to things, activities, individuals? We need to worship God alone. We need to really reevaluate our life in the light of what God's Word says. Do not create idols nor establish any sacred things for yourselves. Have you established something that is apart from God in your life? Evaluate your existence right now, your activities, the things you think of, the things you devote yourself to. I'm doing that myself right now. And I want to worship God alone. Join me. Heavenly Father, as we bow before you, humbly, Lord, we give you our strength, our ability, what days of our life we have to live. And I pray, Lord, as we give it to you, lay it on the altar of sacrifice, spiritual sacrifice to you, that you might use it, Lord, as you see fit, that our strength and our abilities might be given to you, that you might use it to touch some person that you want us to touch, to give to someone to whom you want us to give, and to love someone you want us to love. Might the love of Jesus be seen in everything that we do and all that we say. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or Pastor Cecil www.thebibleclub.com.